And we're back talking about another facet of Holland Hospital. And we have Jan Lauzon with us and Christy Dennett. And Jan is the Joint Replacement Clinical Manager. That sounds like a pain right there. And Christy is in the Orthopedic Service Line Coordinator. Well, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, I think it's fun.
It is.
Just talking about it. Why is spine and orthopedics care growing so fast in our community?
Well, first of all, Holland and the surrounding area certainly continues to grow, so
yeah.
There's more people, and that equals more issues. And more of those people are remaining active, both at a very young age
yeah.
and things like youth sports leagues and little league and soccer, all the way up to people in their 80s, 90s who are still walking and caring for themselves, participating in life, and sometimes with that comes injury or irritation, and that's what we're here to
help. More of my friends are having knees replaced, and that's
very, very common. Very common, and continuing to increase both here and nationwide.
Okay, and the active lifestyle, is that what brings it on? I don't think so, though, does it?
Well, active lifestyle is kind of a two-edged sword. Yes, we want to promote activity and health and staying mobile, but sometimes with that comes injury, and many of us are hesitant to slow down and hesitant to maybe rest and injury. We want to keep going, keep
yeah.
playing through it, and sometimes that can create more issues. Certainly not staying to sit in your chair.
Yeah.
But to,
there was a time when if we had an operation like that, you had to go to Ann Arbor or Grand Rapids or someplace, but we don't have to do that anymore, right?
That's very true, and would love to have Holland Hospital be the first choice in people's mind, especially in our community. We're providing an excellent service and have really beefed up our joint replacement program and some of our other orthopedic offerings in spine care, in sports medicine, in hand care, and have a lot of those subspecialty services to offer right
mm-hmm.
here in Holland. You don't even have to go to Grand Rapids for that level of care anymore.
Now, what kinds of medical problems are the most common in the spine?
Well, what we see at the hospital level for inpatient care, certainly spine and joint problems top the case. So much of orthopedics is outpatient care now. And we certainly provide that as well, both at the hospital and at our ambulatory surgery center out on the island.
I have a caller on the line here. Let me take that call.
Sure.
Good morning, online with our guests. I guess not. Okay. Continue with the spine.
There's many different types of spine problems, obviously, some of which are non-operative. In fact, most of which are non-operative, but then surgical options when those treatments don't work.
Okay, now we got the call. Good morning, you're online with our guest.
Yeah, do you have any open MRIs around here yet?
We do not, at least not at Holland Hospital.
Okay, because, you know, I'm claustrophobic and can't do mm-hmm. MRIs unless I have the open MRI, and then mm-hmm. they still have to sedate me. And
yeah, I believe the closest one is in Kalamazoo yet, but sedation can be used to do an MRI for those folks that are claustrophobic. It's a very common thing. I don't know that I could go through it myself.
Oh, yeah, so they will sedate you here?
They will, yep, that is definitely an option here.
I know years ago when I went there and they gave me a couple pills, but that did not work at all. I crawled right out of it.
I can understand that feeling.
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. All right, we're talking about the spine and the work they can do on the spine here. It's not all, they don't have to necessarily do an operation on you, do they?
Not always. In fact, back pain can be back pain. It can be related to muscle injuries or tendon imbalances and so on. And then sometimes therapy or medication is the better option
mm-hmm.
for treatment. But for something like a ruptured disc, or a problem with the spine where a nerve is being pinched, then sometimes surgery is the better option, and we certainly offer that here.
Mm-hmm. Now we come to a word that a lot of people are familiar with, and that's osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, osteoporosis is a condition that can make your bones softer and sometimes precludes you to problems, especially in the spine and the hip, because that's more often where we see that condition affect the bone strength. And so there's treatments that can be used for that to hopefully prevent a fracture from happening. We don't want a fracture to be the first sign that osteoporosis is there. Screening, treatment to keep your bones healthy to prevent those fractures is also part of what we do through our Own the Bone program.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back to the knees for just a minute. What's the average time that people are in the hospital for?
For knee replacement at Holland, average hospital stay right now is 2 to 3 nights, and that continues. I don't know that we'll get much less than that with knee replacement, but that's very different from even when I started my career 30 years ago.
Yeah, I believe that.
It was 10 to 14 days in the hospital, and most people weren't even out of bed until the end of that first week. Now we're getting them up the night of surgery.
No, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, not an easy thing, but it's reality.
Right.
So hip replacement, a little different. We have most of those folks going home the next day or the second day after surgery, depending on how they're doing. But with some of the innovation and the new techniques that are available now, people are up and moving the night of surgery. They're walking, they're exercising with the help of a therapist, and progressing significantly more quickly than they used to.
We're talking this morning with Jan Lauzon and Christy Dennett with joint replacement clinic at Holland Hospital. And if you have a question, or if you are contemplating a joint replacement, you might have a question for these guests this morning. And if you do, please call 395-1450. We're talking about osteoporosis, and osteoporosis is a wear and tear type of thing that can affect any joint.
Osteoporosis is different than osteoarthritis, and that's a common
error.
osteoporosis is really a weakening of the bone, where osteoarthritis is wearing out of the joint space and then inflammation in response to that chronic irritation.
Mm-hmm. What's the way people know they have it?
Well, usually the first sign is pain. Pain, stiffness in the joint, as far as osteoarthritis is concerned. Osteoporosis is more of a silent thing that sometimes you don't know you have until you've had an x-ray or you've had that fracture that says, oh, you have a weak bone and this is why it broke. So two different conditions causing similar symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is the treatment is not the same, is it?
It isn't. Osteoporosis treatment is usually more medication, diet things, and some other treatments that can be started based on the severity of it, where osteoarthritis is really more about pain management and maintaining mobility and freedom of movement, so therapy and so on.
Good morning. You're online with our guests. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Good morning. If someone has to have a knee replacement and they live alone, is it automatic that they have to go to a nursing home for rehab?
It's a great question.
Or can they stay in the, you know, in their own home? Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
It's a great question, and we get that question frequently. Is it automatic that those folks need to go to a nursing home? No. There is support both in the home and as people continue their rehab, things such as home care, family care to help support folks. And a big part of our joint replacement program is preparing folks physically and emotionally for that whole experience, not just the surgery, but the whole recovery, letting them know how to prepare their home, how to prepare their family, what kind of help they'll need. So that decision can be made. Probably 80% of our folks are able to go home and be very successful in recovery at home. Maybe 20% now go to a nursing home.
Okay. Good morning. Online with our guests.
Yes. Quick question here. A lot on TV about the knee and all this stuff. What is the failure rate and how serious it is today. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Failure of joint replacement is actually a very rare concern, although recently, in the last year or two, we've seen a lot on television about metal-on-metal hip replacements, and call your attorney right away if you've had this done. And that's a little bit of a misconception, unfortunately, with all the negative advertising that's been out there. There are certain types of implants that they've discovered over the last 5 and then 10 years that have not performed the way that we had hoped. We test these things in the lab. They're brought out and used by our surgeons based on that successful data. But sometimes in people, they do act differently. And they found after tracking these for a period of time that they weren't as successful. So for this particular type of hip replacement, for example, they've stopped using that altogether and are dealing with some of the issues that have come up because they've failed early. That still is a very, very, very small percentage of all the hip and knee replacements that are done across the country.
The hip replacement takes a little more time to heal, does it?
Actually, I would argue that the knee replacement is the more difficult of the
really?
Two surgeries. Yeah. I think people are disabled a little bit more significantly with the hip problem and maybe put it off longer than the knee folks, but that's all relative. But as far as the recovery, I think the hip surgery is the easier of the two.
Now, do you deal with sports or training injuries?
We do, and that's kind of a different animal. If surgery is necessary for those surgeries or for those conditions, many of those surgeries are done as an outpatient with an extensive period of rehabilitation afterwards. But yeah, we have sports medicine specialists here in Holland as well who are capable of treating ACL injuries, shoulder injuries, et cetera, and do that very well.
Well, we hear a lot about that from baseball games.
Oh, absolutely.
Football games.
Hate to see Miguel Cabrera out right now.
Oh, yeah, isn't that tough? Got another call here, I believe. Good morning, online with our guest.
Hi, good morning. I was just wondering, I have a question of, I did 2 years of tail shot in my stomach and whatnot because of osteoporosis. And then they said I had to updo something, and then that was that Policia, I think, shot once every 6 months. But then, so I had one of them, but then now my insurance won't cover it, and it's like $100 a shot or something like that. So if I were not to do it again, what would I do next? I guess I'm thinking is something else. Just keep with the D's, and I'll hang up and listen.
That's a great question, and osteoporosis management can take very many different tracks depending on how you've responded to those individual medicines. Not everyone is treated with the same medication or responds to the same medication the same way. And so sometimes it is a little bit of trial and error to find out what the right treatment is and then to follow recommendations. She mentioned stopping the Forteo after a couple of years, and that is the current recommendation. But if that, if the osteoporosis hasn't responded significantly enough to that, then looking at the next step, and there are a number of medications that can be used. Our bone health program, which is currently in the Holland Hospital Zeeland building, would be a great resource for her to explore those different options for treatment.
This morning about your bones. I guess that's what it is. But we have something very special coming up at Holland Hospital, and we want to talk just a little bit about that coming up Saturday, August 17th.
Correct. I want to invite everybody to come see the new orthopedic unit, Scrine. It's called Scrine and Orthopedic at Holland Hospital. We're looking very close to providing patients their private rooms, and this is one step closer to that that goal for Holland Hospital.
Mm.
The new unit has 24 private rooms. They're quite spacious rooms, so it will be a big change from what the Holland clientele is used to. Before, right now we are sandwiching people into semi-private rooms, so it will be a very nice change for them. The open house will be on Saturday, the 17th of August, from 10 a.m. to 2. And please come and see it, because it is a beautiful unit. We've got new safety features for that orthopedic and spine patient to make sure that they are safe with us while they're there. We have a classroom for therapy that they can comfortably be trained to care for themselves at home. Lots of specialized nurses that are trained in orthopedics and medical surgical certifications. So we invite the public to come and see
All right.
us on Saturday.
August 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Correct.
And that is the unit that is on the street, isn't it?
It's the first floor over the ICU and the TU unit, so it mirrors right next to Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
So you'll go in through the front door,
yeah,
off the green lot, and they'll have lots of directions for you to get up to the
okay.
unit.
Okay. We're doing about easing pain of all this bone problem.
$64,000 question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Living with pain is something that none of us want to do, and musculoskeletal problems, bones, joints, tendons, bursas, all of those things, when they get inflamed, they hurt.
Yeah.
And there's different ways to manage that pain depending on what the problem
Let
is.
Let me stop you there and take mm-hmm. a call. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
I'd like to have her speak about ankle replacement from arthritis. And they put a band around the ankle, and it looks like a little bar going up the leg that I've seen x-rays of. And what is the recovery time usually? And could you just speak on that?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ankle replacement.
Yeah, ankle replacement is a relatively new surgery compared to hip and knee replacement. Volume-wise, it is certainly much less common than hip and knee replacement. But it is done, and it is available. That is one joint replacement that we don't do here in Holland. We do hip and knee and shoulder regularly, but ankle is not one that we do here. It is done in Grand Rapids, and success rate with those varies significantly depending on the condition that they're treating and past surgeries and so on.
We're talking about pain and all that stuff about your bones, and I've seen people with, like, Achilles heel, and this is very painful.
It is.
I guess there's only one way to treat it, and that's time, isn't it?
Well, time and then some other support. Yeah, it depends on the type of problem that you're dealing
yeah.
with. Sometimes it's simple as an anti-inflammatory medication. Sometimes simple icing or heat will help resolve some of the symptoms. Sometimes therapy to help strengthen and balance those problems. Sometimes surgery is the right answer.
Okay.
And we've got specialists to address all of those.
And we have another call. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Hi, Duke.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes. We have some guests on. Did you want to talk to them?
Yeah.
What was your question?
How do I like the Otto County Fair?
Well, we don't have to, we're not talking about that right now, so we call back later?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We're talking about the pain associated with a lot of these things, and the new hip replacement. 95% of the hips are done right here at Holland Hospital, right?
Actually, 95% of the hip replacements that are done here in Holland are done using a newer technique, which we were able to bring to Holland about 3 years ago. And that has really helped with those success rates.
Yeah.
quicker recovery, especially in the early weeks of recovery, earlier mobility, and just an easy way to make it through a difficult surgery. And 95% of our hips are done that way now.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Really amazing. And the new facility will make it all easier, will it not?
Well, our new facility will match our programming. We like to think we provide excellent care and truly personal care to those folks who are choosing us. And now our new facility will match that level of care. It's beautiful. We're so excited to be able to share it with the community and would love to have them join us at the open house.
Now, we have quite a few surgeons around Holland that do specialize in this sort of treatment, don't we?
We do. I think we have about 10 orthopedic surgeons, some of whom provide general orthopedic care and many of whom provide even subspecialty level orthopedic care, from sports medicine to hand surgery to shoulder and joint replacement and spine surgery. We've got specialists who provide all of that level of care right here in Holland.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
We're excited about it.
Yes, I can imagine. And the stay in their hospital now is shorter.
Shorter and shorter.
And the new facility will make it even more so, right?
Hopefully make it more comfortable for the time that they're there.
You say comfortable.
It's all relative, you're right.
It's all relative, right. Okay. Well, I don't look forward to utilizing your facility.
Yeah,
but
we don't want to see you there unless you need to be there.
Right.
But we want to make it a good thing when you need it.
But if your doctor says you need this facility, then you can have it there and welcome to the facility as well.
We'd love to have you choose Holland Hospital for your service.
If you're anticipating a test visit, why don't you go to the open house that they're having? And that'll make it a little easier for you to know what to expect.
Absolutely.
And that's coming up on the 17th of August from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. And it's free tours, refreshment, and prizes. As a 10% off your operation if you need it.
Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't
we'll
that be nice?
But they are going to have health screening, too, on Saturday,
yes.
So which is free for all who come.
That's a good deal.
So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, we want to thank you both very much for being our guests today here on Talk
to Town. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.